Imagine it's the Great Depression. You're at a train station, and you notice someone left behind a magazine. You read an ad.
I Talked with God, Yes I Did, Actually and Literally, by Dr. Frank B. Robinson of Moscow, Idaho.
You find out how Frank Robinson lived through horrible failure until he tapped into the God power. And he'll teach you to do it too.
Just send $20 for 20 lessons mailed weekly to your home.
$20? It's a lot of money in 1930. But you're curious, hooked, and you're not the only one. Thousands of people around the world respond to Robinson's ad promoting his new thought religion, Psychiana.
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 So what was it about Psychiana that appealed to so many people? Idaho State historian and associate director Keith Peterson.
It was kind of how Robinson sold his religion, that if you're suffering really economic hardship, you know, it's not pie in the sky. You don't have to wait for an afterlife to be successful. Look at me. I pulled myself up by believing in this power of positive thinking, and you can too. It had a real compelling message for people who were struggling during the Depression.
Here's how Psychiana works. It's $1 per lesson, 20 lessons, one a week. The first lesson asks that you discard what you've been taught about God, then open up to the infinite power that you already possess. The lesson ends by having you meditate and say out loud, "I believe in the power of the living God." Subsequent lessons follow similar formats with different mantras focusing on the power of your mind. 83 years later, Psychiana's original followers have dwindled to nothing, but the religion does have a presence on the internet, and that's where Grace Butler of Texas became a believer.
It opened me up to knowing that we can talk to God, that we don't need an intercessor between ourselves and God. Also, Robinson made it clear that the church has misled us in a lot of ways about that.
Robinson also said that the mind is the source of God's power, that there is no subconscious mind, but rather it's a manifestation of the God power. Once you understood this, you would have health, happiness, and success. Now you may be thinking, sounds New Agey. Well, even back in 1930, these were old New Age ideas. Here's Keith Peterson.
Well, the lessons were really nothing too unique. Robinson was not an original thinker.
But remember, it's the Great Depression and people are hungry for what Robinson promises.
It had a very rapid rise.
60,000 pieces of mail a day.
He started taking out advertisements in various kind of small magazines and newspapers. It caught on fairly quickly.
It caught on with Jeffrey Peel Burley of Alexandria, Egypt, who sent Robinson $40,000. That money allowed Robinson to quit his pharmacy job and devote full time to his religion, or as some believe, grow his business.
Robinson, regardless of what you might think of his theology, was a very shrewd businessman, and he started working this into a very significant operation in the 1930s. Aside from the university, it was the largest employer in Latah County.
Robinson made a lot of money. Exactly how much was never publicly known. What we do know is he donated a park to the county, built three buildings downtown.
He favored white brick.
And was known as a community philanthropist.
He also drove a Duesenberg and loved fur coats.
Now, how many people believed in Psychiana? That's also hard to say. Business records were never found. And while people ordered Psychiana lessons, they may not have practiced it. But we do know that the volume of Psychiana mailings was so huge that Moscow's post office was granted first-class status, virtually unheard of in those days. Now, because of these mass mailings, Robinson was known as the mail order prophet, and to this day, perhaps the only spiritual guru to offer a money-back guarantee. In 1948, the mail order prophet died of a heart attack. A few years later, the offices of Psychiana closed. Back in Texas, Grace Butler still has Psychiana readings on her YouTube channel, but she's considering taking them down.
Some of the things he said were a little dogmatic, but still I like the man. You know, everybody goes through stages in their search. Sometimes the masters will use an illusion to destroy another illusion, just to take you one step further. And then you have to find out, oh, that wasn't all entirely absolutely correct. But that's all right, because we grow that way.
This is Northwest Public Radio. I'm Sue Ann Ramella.